Howdy, friends. This is Randy Taylor, Cherokee Cowboy, with today's segment of Word with a Champ for Native Voice One.
This is Word with a Champ. Here's Cherokee Cowboy, Randy Taylor.
Today, Word with a Champ is in Sioux Falls, South Dakota at the Denny Sanford Premier Center at a PBR Unleash the Beast Tour. Our guest is Mason Taylor. Hello, Mason. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
It's nice to see you.
Yes, sir.
Tell us about the first time that I interviewed you here, when that was, and how that turned out for you.
It was 2019, and it was my first ever event win up here at the UTB level, so it was a good day.
Yes, sir, it was a very good day, and I remember it very well.
Yes, sir.
And this many years on the PBR Tour, have you made the World Finals every year since?
Yes, sir. Yep, every year.
What have you learned?
That there's ups and downs to this sport, and it's taken me a long time to realize that you got to take the highs, you know, not so high. You can't take the lows too low. You kind of got to just, you know, try your best every time. And no matter what place you're in your career at the time, that it can always get better.
Who have been your mentors, and why did you choose them for mentors?
You know, Cooper Davis has had a lot to do with, you know, me. He's one of my best buddies. Whenever I was first coming around up here, him and Jess Lockwood and Derek Kobaba kind of took me under their wing and, you know, just kind of showed me how they went about things. And I liked it, and I still try to do it to this day.
Why do you think that they chose you, or did you choose them, or how did that go?
I think that they seen that I had some potential to be a really, really good bull rider, and it was all in my choice. You know, I could take what they was telling me to heart and, you know, let it work, because they all have won at this level, and Coop's a world champion, and so's Jess. You know, he's two-time world champion, and them are the guys I want to be like, so, you know, that's who I tried to hang around all the time.
Well, I'm very inquisitive about this question, because there's a lot of youngsters like me. When I was young, I wanted to go.
Yeah.
And I knew to make it in the top 15 to go to the NFR, I needed to get next to an NFR guy.
Yeah.
My dad was a sprint car driver. If he wanted to be in the winner's circle, he had to get next to winners.
Yeah.
Sometimes they found me, and I think, why do you think that is? Why do you think they found you?
Because, you know, it was supposed to happen. The Lord's got everything planned out anyway, and it was in my cards to be able to be with such great champions and figure out how to do this stuff like they did.
Well, it's biblical. Iron sharpens iron, steel sharpens steel.
Yes, sir.
And it helps. I think for me, I was looking out for someone for as much as the techniques, which I mean in bareback riding or bull riding are as technical as a golf swing. Only the bruises and the pain is much more if you don't get it right. But I was looking for that and how to travel, and they were looking at me for youth, and coaching helps them.
Oh, yeah, it does. You know, it keeps them young. You know, there's a reason they're called mentors. They can mentor you a little bit, but they want to, if you hang around a bunch of old guys all the time, you're going to turn into an old guy, you know? That's why I think me and Coop get along so good, is just because, you know, he's a couple years older than me, but he can still kick my ass anytime he wants to. You know, like it keeps him young, and it keeps me, you know, wanting to strive to always get better.
Yes, sir. Practice. You know, if you go to the gym, what's your attitude when you go to the gym, when you go to a practice arena and get on practice bulls? What's your attitude?
You know, you got to practice like you play. You know, I've just recently started getting, you know, back in the gym and getting it everything right, you know, making sure that my body's prepared to go out and ride 3 and 4 bulls a weekend instead of just showing up and hoping to stay on, you know, when I'm, you know, preparation is everything. So if you're prepared when a great opportunity comes, you won't just, you know, be deer in the headlights. When you are prepared for that opportunity, now you just got to go through with it.
Any young bull riders aspiring, if they wanted to get started, is there some schools or process that how can they find somewhere, and what do you suggest?
There's a lot of great teachers out there that kids can go see. Like, you know, Joe Frost is really coming on strong with all of his schools that he's putting on, and he's teaching the kids the right way, you know, and he's not hard to get in touch with. All you got to do is get a hold of him on Instagram or something, and he's making it to where the next generations of bull riders are actually learning how to do things right. So if any kid is trying to get into bull riding, that's where I'd go.
That's words of our champion, Mason Taylor, getting ready, hopefully, to win number 3 in Sioux Falls, South Dakota at the Unleash the Beast Professional Bull Riders. Mason, thank you. God bless you, and have success.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
Outstanding.
Word with a Champ is funded by the Four Bears Casino and Lodge, located near the beautiful Lake Sakakawea in Newtown, North Dakota. Owned and operated by the Mandan Hidatsa and Arikara Nation. Justin Boot Company, handcrafted cowboy boots since 1879. South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, home of the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. And by Wrangler, long live cowboys.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.